Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in my home state of Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in today, as well as those joining us in Atlanta at 106 Live. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. I am so honored today to welcome Miss Nancy Allen to our program. She's an actress that's been able to have an amazing career, being a part of some amazing television shows and movies. You know her, of course, from the RoboCop franchise, but also this year a lot of attention has been gotten for the film that she was in now 40 years ago, that being the movie Carrie. We're going to talk to her not only about this journey she's been on, but how she's been able to use her platform to be able to raise awareness for causes that matter to her, one of those being the organization that she's with called WeSpark. We're going to talk a little bit about that and let you guys know how you can stay connected with her as well. Miss Allen, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Great to be here.
So the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was just saying to you before we went on here, you know, you've already had quite a year, but also quite a career as well. I mean, what has it been like for you? See, I've mentioned just a couple of the things you've been in, but you've been, as I said, in some very notable television shows as well. What has it been like for you to kind of reflect on this journey you've been able to have right in front of our eyes?
Well, you know, I certainly had a very fortunate and wonderful career that started really with The Last Detail, really tiny little part, playing opposite Jack Nicholson. That was a dream come true and terrifying at the same time. I was so nervous. But it really really was Carrie that launched my career and made a huge change in my life. And, of course, when you're in the middle of it, it doesn't seem like that. You're just going to work and you're getting paid a pittance, which we all got paid for that, but we didn't care. We were working actors. And it really is only in reflection. It really is only in reflection because when I think about it, I did that, and then things just started unfolding. I did I Want to Hold Your Hand in 1941, and then Brian and I got married. We did Dress to Kill and Blowout, and, you know, and then it sort of really kind of took off. And did I don't know if I mentioned 1941, the Steven Spielberg. So when you're doing it, you're just going to work. When I look back, I look at that period, which was such an amazing period in filmmaking in the 70s and early 80s, and to see that I was right at the center of it. And it almost takes me back, you know. I have to look at that
right.
And say, wow, how fortunate you were. Look at all the amazing people that you worked with. And not only that, the films are still popular. And they've gained audiences and more audiences year after year after year. So for all those jobs I didn't get that I was so worried about, and I can't even remember what they are now, I guess I was very lucky all the way around, you know?
Yeah. You know, Miss Allen, it's funny that you mentioned The Last Detail because, I mean, for our audience, and I had actually shared this last week when I announced that you were going to be coming on our program. Do you know that movie is available for rent on Amazon.com right now? People can go right now and actually rent it right in their home for only $3.99. It's just amazing. I mean, you know, how technology also has kind of helped to keep things alive. Carrie, of course, is available at Video On Demand. And then, of course, I mean, it was just showing on television last week. I mean, you know, do you think that also is the amazing thing, not only the roles you were able to have, but as you mentioned, the amazing cast you've been able to work with?
Oh, my God. So incredible. Wonderful leading men. John Travolta, Michael Caine. John Travolta again, John Lithgow, Dennis Franz. I mean, it just really so amazing. And also Richard Dreyfuss. I always forget about the buddy system, but I learned a lot from Richard about, you know, really paying attention to the words and making every word count and really thinking about what it is that you're saying, you know, whether it's a comedy or a drama. He's such a, you know, masterful thespian, and I did learn a lot from him.
Yeah. You mentioned, of course, Carrie kind of being, you know, what really propelled you. One thing I noticed when I was prepping for your segment, Ms. Allen, is that it seemed like after Carrie, I mean, it was this long run of things that were not only, I think, people would look at as being challenging, I mean, as far as roles, because of a lot of them being either supernatural or being more in the horror genre. Did you find that that kind of was the beginning of your kind of being a part of this, you know, this cast or this idea of certain types of movies that we could see you in or certain types of shows we would see you in?
You know, honestly, I don't think I was thinking. I didn't really have much of a plan. I just wanted to work. And at that time, you know, it's a little bit different now. I think that they are a little more open-minded and letting actors and actresses try different kinds of roles. But at that time, you had to choose between television and film, you know, which you don't now, but you had to choose. I chose film at that time. And the things that were more available to me, you know, it's like they know you in a genre and you're successful, and it kind of wanted to go in that direction. There were many things that were sent to me that I didn't do that weren't of the highest, you know, quality in terms of that kind of work. But, you know, there were comedies, there were love stories, there were all kinds of things that I wanted to do, but I ended up in this thriller, suspense, horror genre. And I have no complaints today because, as I said before, look at the films. I mean, they're still being watched. So I don't mind being thought of as someone who's been in some of the best films in that genre at all.
Right. Yeah, I think that is something that is definitely an honor for sure. So we have to talk about the fans, Miss Allen, because, I mean, that's the other thing. These movies, I mentioned RoboCop, because then there's Carrie. I mean, they have such fans that have stayed with them over the years that even, you know, even though now, as I said, in 2016, people are able to still go and watch them. They're getting hundreds of reviews, literally hundreds of reviews on Amazon.com today. Mm-hmm. I mean, reviews are still coming in. I mean, what was that like for you to realize that you had fans, that you had people that were looking for you and that were following you even before there was social media in that world that we have today?
Well, you know, that's, of course, very thrilling. Not only you do the work and you have to decide whether you like it or not, but that it resonates with other people and they let you know that they enjoyed it, whether it was, of course, letters in the early days and now people contacting me on social media. It always makes me feel wonderful. You know, now, of course, I'm so removed from the work. I don't have the same attachment when you're starting out. You just want everyone to love what you do, and if they don't, it's so upsetting. But the fact of the matter is that I'm contacted all the time by people, you know, messages on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all of that stuff, and that know that that work still is appreciated and what it means to them. In fact, this last weekend I just was back east. I went to Chiller Theater, which is a convention back in New Jersey, and I met so many incredible fans that all came up to me. They wanted their picture and signed autograph, but they really wanted to share their experience of having seen Carrie for the first time or RoboCop and then, of course, watching it again and again and again and what it means to them. And, you know, there's no way you can imagine that when you're making a movie, that that's what's going to happen. But it is, it's kind of a really neat thing to know that people enjoy the work.
Right. And I think that's the thing. And again, that work continues to this day, as you were saying. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're so excited today to welcome Ms. Nancy Allen to our program. She's an actress that's been able to have an amazing career being a part of some great television shows as well as movies. I mentioned earlier the RoboCop franchise, but also Carrie is celebrating its 40th anniversary of this year. Ms. Allen, we're going to come back to Carrie a little bit later, but I want to talk about the platform because it's one of the things I try to always bring attention to, because I love the fact that for you, yes, you are seen, you know, as a celebrity, you are someone who people look up to, but you've been able to really use that light that's been shining on you to bring attention to causes that matter to you. One of those, of course, is the advocacy work you've been able to do, especially when it comes to the issue of cancer, the work you're doing now with WeSpark. Why was that so important for you, and did you always know that you, since you did have so many eyeballs on you, that you wanted to be able to do something worthwhile with that?
You know, I don't honestly think I gave much thought to it. I mean, as a child, I wanted to rescue every animal all over the planet and bring them to someplace and let them run free. That was kind of my initial goal as a child. But, you know, then as you get older, you do feel a responsibility to give back, and you've been given so much and had such a wonderful life. And I initially thought that I would be doing something with women and something for women's causes. But in 1989, I lost my father to cancer, which was really difficult to go through. And it came on very sudden, and he died very quickly. But it was many years later, my friend Wendy Jo Sperber, we did I Want to Hold Your Hand in 1941 together. Some people may remember her from Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks, wonderful, wonderful comedic actress. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. We were very close friends. And as she thought she was getting better, she wanted to create a healing center and for cancer patients, their families and friends, with all kinds of services that would be free. And she knew that I was interested in creating a healing center. I wanted to create a healing center for women, a place where they could come and, you know, do reflection and learn meditation and have yoga and all of the sort of integrative and modalities that are good for the spirit, good for the soul, good for the spirit. And she asked me to help her, first as a celebrity golfer to raise money, and then she asked if I would help her start this place. And I said, well, you know, I'll come in and, you know, I could probably give you an hour or a week or whatever it is. And I found myself feeling so good on a daily basis. It seemed like such a great cause. And as people started coming in one by one, little by little, and you could see the difference that it was making, I did reflect on how difficult it was for me and my family when my father was going through this. So it wasn't a big plan, but it was something that evolved. And after a few years, a couple of years, I found myself on a set shooting a television show, and I felt all that time that I was sitting waiting to shoot, I could have been doing something really important here at WeSpark. So I never say never to movies. Of course, it's my first love and always will be, and now there's such great stuff going on in television, and I do read scripts. But for right now, I think it becomes a responsibility to, you know, say, okay, this is my turn to give back. I've had a wonderful life. It's my turn to make a difference in people's lives because I can. And I, you know, have people in the community. This is, you know, I'm in Hollywood, so here we are. This is our community, guys. Let's give back. Let's show up and help others. And honestly, Cyrus, whose life hasn't been touched by cancer in some way?
Yeah, this is so true. This is definitely true. You know, and I wanted to make sure that we spend some time talking about that, Ms. Helen, because I think, you know, I think we sometimes get so caught up on the glitz and the glamour aspect of the work that you guys do. And, of course, all of that is deserving. But I love the fact that individuals like yourself are able to kind of use that time to really show us that, you know, there is something that connects us all. Maybe we all won't be in a television show or in a movie, but there are so many things that connect us, and that is definitely one of them. Of course, WeSpark was also part of the screening that took place in October with celebrating the 40th anniversary to kind of take us full circle back to Carrie. You were able to be a part of a great discussion with some of your co-stars. First of all, what was that like for you? I mean, here you are 40 years later to kind of be back with this group and to see what I, of course, I wasn't there in California at the time, but what I read about the event, that you had fans of different generations there with an engaging conversation. What was that experience like for you?
It was phenomenal. You know, we do a lot of fundraising here, and sometimes people have fun, and, you know, when you're the hostess of the party, you never really have as much fun as everybody else. But this,
right.
I had a ball, and we all did. I know Piper did, and PJ. Unfortunately, Billy Catt couldn't be there because he got a gig, but the incredibly talented Brian Fuller was the moderator. 1,000 people, huge, wonderful theater, prom-themed, people dressed in prom attire. They were also there in costumes. There were a lot of Carries, some Margaret Whites, a lot of Billies. I mean, it was so much fun, and we raised a lot of money. And, you know, the fans, I have to tell you, everybody that I talked to there, not only did they have the best time, and this movie was so meaningful to them, but they really got what we were doing and why we were raising money. So many people came up to me and said, oh, this is so much fun, and we really love the work you're doing now and really appreciate it. But we, as a cast, came together, and nobody said no to me. Everybody who was available and wasn't, you know, on location or shooting said yes, they would come and support. And, I mean, it just goes to show you, people are really giving and loving and wonderful. And, yeah, everybody loves making movies, but they also have really big hearts. And I did this for the 25th anniversary of RoboCop, and all the guys came, and we had a ball and raised some money for WeSpark. But this, something really magical about this night. I just can't even describe it. It's the kind of thing, like, you just didn't want it to end. It was so much fun.
Right. Well, it's a great thing. And for those who have not been catching up with Carrie, it has been all over cable. Don't forget that this year, the 40th Anniversary Collector's Edition has been released, thanks to our partner, Amazon.com. You guys can be able to get it there. You have the Blu-ray clips. You have the trailer. Definitely something you want to look into. And as I mentioned, you can actually stream Carrie, as well as some of the other films that we've been talking about here, through Amazon.com as well. Really shows you how technology has really helped. And there are more events coming. You have an event that's coming up as well, Ms. Allen, that you'll be a part of soon. And then there's going to be another screening in November as well at another theater, of course, to commemorate the 40th anniversary. You know, I love to hear you when you're talking about the fans, because I know how much that makes them feel good. I have to ask you, though, about social media as we wrap up, because that is just a crazy world all into its own. You mentioned, of course, the letter writing, and I was one of those kids that used to write letters to people I used to see on television, especially LeVar Burton, and I never heard anything back. But it's still, I wrote because you could, you know, you enjoyed that. I mean, what has it been like for you now in real time to be able to, you know, not only read these comments, but to have that kind of interaction that way?
Oh, gosh, I just love it. It's so much fun to be able to, for someone to just jump in and say something to you, and then you can write them back. It was really, you know, challenging. I remember, you reminding me, when I was 12 years old, I wrote a letter, it was a fan letter, to Richard Boehmer, who played Tony in West Side Story, and I sent him a picture of myself, and I was so upset that I never heard back. It just broke my heart. And so now I try my best to answer everybody's questions on Facebook and to tweet back if they say something to me. It's really kind of a cool thing. I mean, I'm talking to people in countries some of them I've never even heard of. So it's really trippy, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, it's a great thing, and I know they appreciate that, Ms. Allen. I know they appreciate that interaction for sure. We've actually tagged Ms. Allen on Twitter. You guys can find her at Real Nancy Allen there. So make sure you guys are definitely tweeting with her and being able to stay connected with everything that's going on with her. And with everything, and I think Facebook, it's facebook.com/NancyAllen01, if I remember correctly, Ms. Allen, for Facebook. I know we didn't tag
you
there, but
I have two Facebook accounts,
okay.
And I don't know.
Okay.
There's one private, one a personal, and one's professional, and they can contact me on either one. I'm good with either way.
Well, we appreciate that. Again, everyone, Ms. Nancy Allen has been our guest for this segment. It really has been a pleasure speaking with you today, talking with her not only about her career, of course, the 40th anniversary of Carrie, but also the great work that she's been able to do as a part, of course, with ReSpark Cancer Support Center. So definitely make sure you all are staying connected with her and all the great things going on with her. And Ms. Allen, it goes without saying, you are welcome back here anytime. We'd love to have you back on.
Cyrus, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Well, look, I appreciate that. And we thank you, our friends, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Ms. Allen, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You will make it a great one.